Mary and all the miracles that are occurring in connection with those apparitions and those apparition sites. And the religious influence that is leading the false prophet of Protestant America and Protestants worldwide, we would suggest, is the charismatic movement in its many various forms. And we're going to look at those, of course, more in depth. But we're suggesting to you that we should expect to see these influences be like frogs. They're going to encircle the world. And of course, this is happening as we speak. And we're going to suggest that when we see these things happening, that we can trust in the prophetic word that we're on our way to Armageddon as a world. Now, these three powers that we're talking about are spoke about in the Spirit of Prophecy many times. I'd like to read a passage here just to remind ourselves of how they are symbolized in different ways. By the decree enforcing the institution of the papacy in violation of the law of God, our nation will disconnect herself fully from righteousness. When Protestantism shall stretch her hand across the gulf to grasp the hand of the Roman power, when she shall reach over the abyss to clasp hands with spiritualism, when under this influence, the influence of this threefold union, our country shall repudiate every principle of its constitution as a Protestant and Republican government, and shall make provision for the propagation of papal falsehoods and delusions, then we may know that the time has come for the marvelous working of Satan and that the end is near. Now, one of the things I want to emphasize here is in this passage, these three powers are described as Protestantism, the Roman power, and spiritualism. But John in Revelation 16 describes these same three powers, but he symbolizes them different. For Protestantism, he calls them the false prophet. For the Roman power, he calls them the beast. And for spiritualism, he calls them the dragon. And I just want to note in our